Let us pray. God Most High, reigning in glory, send down your spirit of wisdom to shine in your heavenly word, that we may worship you with joy, continually blessing your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our gospel reading this morning is from John, 14th chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. This is on the night of before Jesus dies, and he is meeting with his disciples, and Judas had asked him a question, and Judas, not Iscariot, and Jesus answered him, saying, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the words that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away, and I'm coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is God's word to us. Thanks be to God. The world has been, and for the past few years, is currently being faced with all kinds of things which are upsetting our ways of life. Who would have ever thought that all of a sudden we were faced with a virus which would cause us to spend time at home, shut down our getting together, wearing those detestable masks, and gives us fear. Fear of contracting this virus. And we would have fear that our loved ones would be doing the same. We're still suffering those fears. Or who foresaw that we would be standing by as Russia invades the Ukraine? We're certainly affected by the stress on our economy because of this. Prices going out of control, gasoline at an all-time high. No doubt our minds are quickly reminded of the time when the Soviet Union was developing nuclear devices and sending missiles to Cuba. Again, fear comes to our mind. And in some ways, the media, either the news sources or perhaps even more, the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of these things seem to play on our fears, telling us that things are bad and they're going to get worse, playing on our fears. Friends, fear is a normal human response. It is a part of every person's life, perhaps more so in some people than in others. But still, everyone has to deal with fear at some time. There are many things that can cause unexpected fear to grip our hearts. The fear of a madman, whether a terrorist or a cultist, making some type of a bomb or setting them off in a crowd. We are afraid sometimes to leave our homes or our churches unlocked or to walk in the dark at night. We fear for our health, for the security of our future. I could keep going. But where there is fear, there is no peace. Fear brings with it anxiety, worry, apprehension, dread, restlessness, panic, tension. None of these things that lead us to a calm, peaceful, relaxed, stress-free life. In the face of these fears, I have some important words from Jesus this morning that enables us to say, whatever comes my way, I'm going to be ready for it. Bring it on. It is the night of the Last Supper, and Jesus has just spoken of His impending death. For the past 3 years, not a day has gone by where Jesus has not been with His disciples. Their sole thought and attention has been on Him since the day they were called. And now they are faced with the thought of going on without Him. Jesus already knows what will happen. His arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, His trial and torturous death the next day. These things which will upset them, like a child lost in a department store, these disciples would be afraid, uncertain, confused, and very nervous. And so Jesus continues saying, don't be worried and upset. Believe in God. And believe also in me. Peace. Peace is what I leave you. It's my own peace that I give to you. I do not give it as the world gives. Do not be worried or upset. Don't be afraid. In the New Testament, the peace of Jesus gives us an unconditional, eternal gift. And it's given to all the followers in every time and place. That's why He doesn't give peace to us as the world gives it. For the world, peace is often very conditional, fragile, temporary, and is frequently reduced to mean only the absence of war and strife. Worldly peace always has some kind of strings attached. And worldly peace lasts only as long as all of the conditions are met. However, with Christ, peace here has no strings. There is this wonderful promise that it will last forever. Peace, in the New Testament sense, means salvation, forgiveness, reconciliation between God and humankind. The sin that stands between God and us has been done away with by the death of Jesus on that cross and His resurrection. Jesus reconciles us with God in that He restores the friendship, if you will, between God and us. Peace is also the Holy Spirit in our lives as a friend, a comforter, a counselor, a teacher, and a healer. Peace is the knowledge that no matter what troubles may come our way, God, our Heavenly Father, has promised to never forget us and always be our helper and strength. Peace has a positive effect on our health and well-being. It's well documented that stress, tension, and fear have negative effects on our bodies. What can we do when fear grips our hearts? First, get to know what kind of a God we have. God is gracious, loving, and faithful. We don't deserve it, but He loves us and will always stand by us. We see just how powerful His love for us is when we look at that cross and we see what Jesus has done for us. Get to know God as the King and ruler of the universe. There's nothing so great or too difficult for the Lord to handle. God helps us when we're afraid. It's just easy for God. Now, get to know God's promises and trust that He will stick by what they say. Remember and trust words like, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. God is our shelter and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble." Friends, be assured that God keeps His promises, that He is with us, even in the worst situations. Friends, there may be times when nothing will ease our anxiety. We may even feel that God has deserted us. It's then we need the Holy Spirit to help us, to forgive us for our weakness of faith, to enable us to trust that God has not forsaken us, to support us while we tremble in fear, and to help us to get through. The Holy Spirit even takes our cries of fear to God and pleads to Him on our behalf. We just have to relax and wait patiently, trusting in the God who knows all of our needs and is willing to use His power to help us. The Holy Spirit reminds us, when fear is near, God is even nearer. Last of all, pray. Ask God to intervene in our troubles and the fear that they bring to us. Pray for faith, for boldness and courage when we are afraid. Pray that we will be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit who points us to the love and compassion of God. And pray that in the end, God would take us from the troubles of this world into the eternal world where there will be no more fear. When fears and worries create tension and upset in your life, Jesus promises us this: peace is what I leave you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give as the world does. Do not be worried or upset. Do not be afraid. Let us pray. Gracious and consoling God, we turn to you with our fears and anxieties, knowing you are our sufficiency. Thank you for your Son and Holy Spirit who give us comfort. We praise and adore you. Amen.